Chuck Flink, the president of Alta Greenway, says the 36-mile-long, primarily off-road, principally paved, 12-foot-wide trail will connect dozens of key destinations in northwest Arkansas.
The trail will actually link together 23 public schools, hospitals, the university, botanical gardens, the new Crystal Bridges Museum, the downtowns of Bentonville and Fayetteville and Springdale. It's really envisioned as a alternative mode of transportation for people that like to bike and walk, but also can be a health path, can be a place for education and outdoor learning, almost kind of a new main street for Northwest Arkansas, where people have a chance to get out and greet each other and enjoy the beautiful days that you have here in Northwest Arkansas.
The Razorback Greenway will start in southern Fayetteville, go through Springdale along Powell Street, and then into Shiloh Square. It will then wind its way through Lowell, the promenade area in Rogers, and go all the way to the Bella Vista Trail in North Bentonville.
It's a route that builds upon some trails that are already in place. There's about, of the 36 miles, about 14 miles of trail are already on the ground in Bentonville and Rogers and Fayetteville. And then we're introducing 16 miles of new trail to connect those trails together. So that's where we get our 36 miles in total.
In November 2010, the Greenway was awarded a $15 million Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery, or a Tiger II grant, which was matched by the Walton Family Foundation. The federally funded portion of the trail includes much of the 16-mile-long undeveloped route between the north end of Lake Fayetteville to Horse Barn Road in Rogers. According to Chuck, the project, which has been in the pipeline for several years now, is approaching the completion of 30% of construction documents, basically fixing the horizontal alignment for the 16-mile-long undeveloped route.
Then we'll go into producing a 60% set of construction documents, which looks not only at the horizontal alignment, but also the running slopes, the vertical alignment, cross-sections, and really beginning to deal with some of the more detailed design issues and resolve those. And we're hoping to complete that by September. And so by the close of this year, we would have the entire trail designed and essentially ready for it to go out to bidding for construction. So we hope to begin, you know, construction. Actually, there's a couple sections of the trail that we're hoping to put out for bid later this fall and have under construction before the end of the year, so later this fall. And then I think other sections of the trail we'll have under construction in 2012 and through 2013. So our goal is to have the entire trail completed in terms of construction by December of 2013.
Besides planning the trail, the Green Team, composed of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, Alta Greenways and its associates, and Bentonville's CEI Engineering, is also working toward addressing area residents' concerns regarding the trail.
Property owners have been coming in, which is great. This is exactly what we want to have happen. We've extended the invitation for citizens and property owners to come forward. And, of course, the biggest thing is, how is this going to impact my property, you know? And so we try to walk people through that and, you know, be very, very honest and forthright about what we view the impact would be and how we would propose to mitigate that. But beyond just, you know, that direct impact, I think the more common concern that people have is you know, safety. You know, security, who's gonna operate and maintain the project. And, of course, those are issues that we are in the process of resolving. We are authoring an operations and management plan. We're authoring a law enforcement plan. So we're thinking through, we're thinking ahead. We're even looking at the possibility of lighting sections of it so that it's available for, you know, nighttime use, things like that.
Despite plans to complete the project by December of 2013, an additional amount of $8 million is required in private or public sector funding to do so. Mayor Eldon Long of Lowell says the cooperation of communities that are being served by the Greenway is important to help the process along.
These projects still depend a lot upon donated easements and I would just encourage those that can to do what they can do to help, you know, with the funding of this and those aspects. I know in my neighborhood it's been real encouraging to see and to hear the neighbors that are actually contemplating gifting the easement, you know, to the city, which makes it a lot more doable in the end. And so that's important.
Chuck Flink of Alta Greenways is aware of the apprehension of some local residents about investing millions of dollars in the construction of the Razorback Regional Greenway, especially in these economic times. He says the economic benefits of the project will vitalize the communities it caters to.
We already see the benefit economically to this community. There are 8 local businesses that are involved in the design. That'll continue then, because we're going to spend an additional, you know, $30 million in the community in construction. That'll employ construction workers. It'll employ people that, you know, supply materials and goods to the project. So, there is a lot of investment. We also anticipate that the project will create permanently 300 to 400 new jobs that'll remain in the community, you know, in perpetuity from its development. And it has a snowball effect. We have seen communities that have focused on development of these kind of projects see tremendous amounts of economic activity generated. Some communities are reporting hundreds of millions of dollars of new economic investment and activity from the development of these kind of projects. So we're hoping that it has that same kind of effect here.
Rob Brothers, a resident of Lowell and the Home Region Program Director for the Walton Family Foundation, has been closely involved with the project. He was present at the evening open house workshop in Lowell to learn more about the progress of the Greenway.
I think it looks good. I'm here as because obviously the foundation has an interest, but I'm a Lowell citizen, and this trail is going to pass nearby my home, and I'm very interested in seeing the process come about. I'm anxious to one of these days soon, hopefully, be able to get on and utilize that trail myself, my family and I.
To learn more about the Northwest Arkansas Regional Razorback Greenway, log on to razorbackgreenway.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.